大家早。很高兴回到你当中。
Very happy to be back again.
我很喜欢刚刚的敬拜的诗歌。
I really enjoy the song that we sang earlier.
特别刚刚有一句话说，我将我没有完成的梦想都摆在你的前面。
Especially when the song says, "I give up my unfulfilled dreams."
这句话其实让我们觉得很受用。
Actually, I feel like this is very useful.
特别是对中年的男子。
Especially to middle-aged men like myself.
或者是我不就不讲姐妹，我讲特别讲男子。
I won't say about the ladies. I'll say about the gentlemen.
我们都想到我们年轻的时候有很多的梦想。
You say that we have a lot of dreams when we're young.
那到底有多少是实现的？
But how many actually were fulfilled?
其实，梦想每一个人都有。
Actually, everyone has dreams.
但是梦想一直在变化当中。
However, our dreams constantly change.
特别是当我们到变成主的儿女的时候。
Especially when we become children of God.
这个梦想好像就开始产生了很多的变化。
You can see that our dreams has changed quite a bit.
我们教会正在一个过渡的阶段。
Our church is in the process of changing.
我们周围，我们发现我们周围的我们的 neighbor.
I noticed our neighbors.
我们本来都是意大利人，都是白人。
It used to be all Italians or white people.
那现在过去，我在这个我们这个教会已经二十年。
I have been in my church for about 20 years.
最近都我们发现我们的邻居都变成Latinos.
I noticed that my neighbors have become Latinos.
哎，发现我们在我们当中的很多的，我们本来是，我们跟你们一样是一个算是移民的教会。
Similar to this church, our church is full of immigrants.
大部分是从台湾、香港、大陆过来。
Most from China, Hong Kong, or Taiwan.
我们发现，我们过去二十年来，从亚洲过来，中国人或者中国移民的后代。也发生了很多的变化。
We also noticed the changes in the generations, the second generations of the Asian immigrants.
我们看到我们下一代也开始改变。
We see the next generation start to change.
我们在所在的美国的环境、美国的社会也开始变化。
Also, the culture in America has started to change as well.
所以我们觉得我们是在一个过渡，是在一个瓶颈，或是在一个边界我们必须跨过去的阶段。
I noticed that we're in a process, we're in a bottleneck, and that we're about to cross over.
特别是我们最近我们的牧师，我们的中文的牧师要退休了。
Especially our Chinese pastor, he's about to retire.
我们也想到说，如果我们有新的传道人的话。
So to us, if we have a new preacher.
我们要问自己一个问题。
We have to ask ourselves a question.
我们到底是谁
？Who are we？
我们跟这个时代。跟我们社区之间到底什么样的关系
？What kind of relationship do we have with the community？
其实更根本的问题是，我们的呼召是什么
？The foundational question is, what is our commission？
我们的梦想是什么
？What is our dream？
所以有一次，我们的一些同工们，我们就在一起，我们来分享我们的梦想。
So then we had a coworker meeting, and we're sharing up our dreams.
教会，我们以后，我们在我们的梦想里面，教会要往哪里走？
And also in our vision, where does the church go?
我们本来想说，这可能每一个人的梦想都很不相同。
We thought that maybe our views are different amongst each other.
我们发现我们的梦想其实都差不多。
However, our dreams and visions are really similar.
我们真是很盼望主的爱能够借这个教会能够流到我们周围的人。
We hope and wish that God's love would overflow from our church to the community.
不但是我们得好处。
Not only do we benefit.
我们希望我们的下一代，我们邻舍都能够得到好处。
We want our next generation as well as neighbors to benefit.
今天要跟各位分享的是耶利米的呼召。
Today the sermon topic is Jeremiah's vision and commission.
耶利米是一个很特别的一个先知。
Jeremiah is a very special prophet.
我怎么要到下一页去？是要跟弟兄帮忙到下一页。那这是耶利米书第一前面三节。耶利米是在一个很动荡的时代里面。
The book of Jeremiah was in a very up and down environment.
他服侍的君王第一个王叫约西亚。
The first king that he served was Joe.
大概在公元前主前626年的时候。
It was 600 BC or so.
然后要一直服侍到西底家王，在位的末年，就是11年5月。
And he served all the way until son of Hilkiah.
大概主前588年的时候。
About 588 BC.
如果你有读犹太人历史的话，那是已经到犹大国的末年。
If you read a Jewish history, it was towards the end of the kingdom.
586年的时候，耶路撒冷被沦陷。
586 BC, it was taken over.
整个圣殿被毁。
Holy Temple was destroyed.
犹太人从此进入流亡，进入没有国家的一个状态。
And the Jewish went into exile, have no country.
从那时候直到1948年。
All the way until 1948.
这段漫长的时间。
In this extended period of time.
耶利米就是那个时代的先知。
Jeremiah was the prophet.
那他是一个祭司的后代。
He was a descendant of a priest.
他被呼召成为祭，被成为先知，对他的家族是一个完全崭新的经验。
It was a new experience for him to turning from a priest to a prophet.
我们看下一节，下一页好吗
？Let's look at the next page.
哦，一直往前看。再往前，我们刚念过了。
And we read this verse earlier, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 14.
如果你用 Ctrl L， 可以吗？哦，你是用 browser。OK， 没有关系。好，那往前，往下，往下，往下，好，再往下，再往下。那我们要看看这段经文，我们也许没有时间看整个第一章。
We may not have time to read the whole entire chapter.
但如果我们有时间的话，我们这第一章可以分三个部分。
You can see that first chapter can be split into three parts.
第一个部分是四章四节到八节。
The first one is verse 4-8.
讲到呼召的对象就是耶利米。
That was the subject of the calling, which is Jeremiah.
第二从九节到十节呢是讲到呼召的使命。
And verse 9 to 10 is the commission of the calling.
从应该是11节到19节讲到呼召的应许。
And it should be verse 11 to 19, which is about the promise of calling.
请看下一页好吗？
Let's look at the next page.
在第一节里面，刚刚各位已经读过，耶利米说，耶和华话临到我，我未将你召在腹中，我已经晓得你，你未出母胎，我已经分别你为圣。
So verse 4, it says, Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you.
最近讨论比较少了，有关于堕胎这件事情。
Abortion, have been talked about quite a bit.
刚到美国的时候，这是一个很热门的话题。
When we first came to America, it's a really hot topic.
那时候基督徒跟支持堕胎人就在争辩生命从什么时候开始。
There was a debate between the Christians and the pro-abortion people when life starts.
那当然，大部分的基督徒都说，生命就是在成型的时候、受精的时候就开始了。
A lot of Christians say the moment the body the moment of conceiving that is the moment of life.
所以我们不应该堕胎。
So therefore, you should not have abortion.
其实这都不合圣经的。
It is not according to the Bible.
圣经说，当我们未成形的时候，我们生命就已经开始了。
Actually, in the Bible, it says before you were formed, you're already there.
当我未成你造在腹中你母亲的腹中的时候，我已经晓得你。
Because in the Bible here, it says before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
在如果记得大卫在诗篇139篇怎么说
？If you look back into Psalm 139.
我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。
Before
你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，都在你的眼前。
Before I was born, you already knew me. Summarizing it.
所以，当我们还没有成形，当我们甚至还没有在母亲的肚子里面的时候，神知道我们的一切。
So before you were created, before you were in your mother's womb, God already knew you.
所以这是一个特别的呼召。
So this is a special calling.
神在耶利米还没有成形的时候，神就认识他，神就定义要呼召他。
So before Jeremiah was formed in his mother's womb, God already knew him and already consecrated him.
这里说神创造耶利米。
Here it says God created Jeremiah.
神认识的耶利米。
God knew him.
神把耶利米分别出来。
God has consecrated him.
神差派耶利米。
And God appointed him.
我们看见整在整个呼召的过程里面。
We see that in the whole concept of the calling.
神都是采取主动。
God has control.
可是我们发现是神跟耶利米说话的时候，他的呼召才被显出来。
God, it is only when God talks to Jeremiah, his calling was brought up.
我们相信，我们相信耶利米跟神是在一个一直的对话当中生活。
We understand that Jeremiah is in a constant communication with the Lord.
对话是一个呼召的基础。
Communication is the foundation of a calling.
很多人说，我不知道神要我做什么。
A lot of people say, I do not know what God wants me to do.
我们可以问的问题是，你有跟神说话吗？
What we can ask ourselves is, have you talked to God?
如果我们不跟神说话，我们怎么知道神跟我们说什么？
If you don't talk to God, how do you know what he wants to tell you?
对耶利米尤其的真切。
To Jeremiah, it's very specific.
耶利米他有四百年，甚至有八百年祭司传统的家庭长大。
Jeremiah grew up in about 400 to 800 a history of priest family.
神在他们家里面的家族里面的工作是很真实的。
God's work in his family is very truthful.
但是牧师的儿子不一定就信上帝。
However, just because you're a pastor's kid doesn't mean you believe in God.
我们看到很多牧师的儿子、宣教士的儿子，他们都叛逆。
We see a lot of missionaries' children or pastors' kids. They're very disobedient.
当然很多人都回来。
Of course, a lot of them return.
我们相信耶利米是一个被神得着的人。
We believe that Jeremiah has been called and touched by God.
相信神在他生命里面有带领。
And we believe that God has a special calling and guidance for him.
所以我们在这里看到耶利米书的记载，其实只是他整个呼召过程的一部分。
So we in this passage that we just read, it's only a small portion of Jeremiah's calling.
特别是如果你知道耶利米他所服侍的对象及服侍的形态，你会发现他跟上帝的关系是非常非常重要。
Especially when you look at the way he serves and his attitude, you know you'll understand that he has a really close relationship with God.
当时犹大国是在埃及跟巴比伦夹缝中生存。
Israelites, they were in between Judah and Egyptians, Babylonians and Egyptians, excuse me.
在约雅敬、约雅琴、西底家的他们这几个王，除了约西法以外，他们都是要亲埃及的。
And they were between all the kings, they were all besides one of them, they were all towards Egyptians.
巴比伦是一个新兴的强权。
The Babylonians, they were a new empire.
他们觉得他们跟已经有了强权。结合在一起，然后可以对抗巴比伦。
They want.
他可以对抗巴比伦。
So they can fight against. They want to fight against the Babylonians.
但是耶利米从上帝得到的信息是，你要臣服于巴比伦。
But the message that Jeremiah got from God was that he has to obey the Babylonians.
更准确的讲说，你要臣服在巴比伦的强权之下。
More importantly, is to be under the rule of the Babylonians.
如果今天有一个。今天有一个美国人说，我们完全投降，我们臣服在我们敌人之下，不论那个敌人是谁。
If someone told you you have to obey your enemies, regardless of what your enemy is, who your enemy is,
我想没有人会接受他。
I think nobody would obey that command.
所以耶利米的信息就是这样的信息。
So Jeremiah's message is this message.
是一个不受人欢迎的信息。
It is a message not pleasing to people.
他面对的当道不但是那时候宗教领袖。
The opponents were not just the religious leaders.
甚至那时候的政治及社会所有的人。
It basically includes everybody, the society, the government officials.
他注定要被逼迫。
He was known to be oppressed.
他注定要受死亡的威胁。
He was known to face death.
我们在圣经里面，在耶利米书里面看到很多次，3次到5次的时间，他都几乎要死掉。
We see in the Bible that 3 to 5 times Jeremiah was so close to death.
他最后一次是被关到水牢里面。
The very last time he was locked in a cistern.
身体进了水。
His body was filled with water.
在一个深坑里面。
In a deep cistern.
人都几乎忘记他了。
Many people already forgotten about him.
是一个外邦人说，外邦人的仆人都突然想起来。
A Gentile, a servant of a Gentile remembered him.
才跟这个管监狱人说。他是个好人，应该把他拉出来。
And the servant mentioned that Jeremiah is a good man, should release him.
耶利米是一个失败的先知。
Jeremiah is a prophet of failure.
在他在世的时候，没有人相信他。
When he was alive, nobody believed him.
没有人接受他。
Nobody accepted him.
甚至要逼迫他，要害他，要杀死他。
Even to a point of oppressing him to a point of death.
如果这是一个人的梦想的话，这个人肯定疯掉。
If that's somebody's dream, they might actually go crazy.
除非。
Unless.
他知道这是神的托付，神的呼召。
Unless they know that it's God's calling.
他的这个托付跟呼召是建筑在他跟神亲密的关系上面。
And that calling is based on the relationship of him and God.
他相信神带领他不会有错误。
And he understands that God's calling and guidance is never wrong.
所有的黑暗、困苦、死亡都不能把他跟神的爱所隔开。
Doesn't matter sorrow, death, whatever it is, it cannot separate this relationship between him and God.
比起耶利米，我想我们在座比他都好得多。
In comparison to Jeremiah, I think all of us are in a better situation.
我也相信神的呼召不是只有给牧师，不是只有给宣教士。
And I believe God's calling is not just for pastors, for preachers.
神的呼召是给所有的人。
I believe his calling is for everybody.
请到下一页好吗？所以问的问题是，神创造耶利米，神认识耶利米，神分别耶利米，神差派耶利米。
So God created Jeremiah, God knew Jeremiah, God consecrated Jeremiah, and he anointed Jeremiah.
神是不是创造了你？
Did God create you?
神是不是认识了你？
Does God know you?
神是不是分别的你？
Does God consecrate you?
神是不是差派了你？
Does God appoint you?
我们希望，我们既然是神的儿女，
Since we are children of God,
这四个问题应该都是是的。
This four question should be yes.
那下一个问题是神的呼召是什么？神的差派是什么？
So then the next question is, what is God's calling? What is God's commission?
我想我们做父母的都有一个期望，如果你是一个基督徒的父母的话。
If you're a Christian parent, you have this one wish.
如果我们希望跟世界上人一样，我们希望我们的孩子上 Ivy League。
So if we're like the world, we want our children to go to Ivy League.
希望他在三十岁以前他就找到工作，成家立业，所以我就不用心烦了。
Before they're 30, they have a family, they have a house. You don't have to worry about them anymore.
如果是这样的话，
if that's the case,
这不是不好。
It's not that it's bad.
但是如果只是这样的话，
however, if it's just that,
我想我们对神的了解实在太小了。
Then I think we have really limited understanding of God.
如果每一个基督的父母知道神的心意的话。
If every Christian parent know God's will,
神对我们的生命，每一个生命都有一个计划。
We should understand that God has a special plan for each individual.
神都有一个心意，希望在每一个人身上能够被实现。
And God wants that specific plan to work in that individual.
而且我们盼望我们的小孩子，他的生命是神计划里面实现的一部分。
We want our children to be part of God's plan.
不但我们是孩子，
not only the children，
不但是小孩子，
not even the little ones，
不论你现在几岁，
actually doesn't matter how old you are，
你相不相信？
Do you believe
神现在在你身上有他一个计划？
That God has a plan for you right now，
神要使用你现在你的精力、你的智慧、你的时间。
God want to use you right now， your time， your education， your ability，your life experience，
你的资源，
your resources，
来成就他的计划，
to make his plan work。
特别是当我们有一点年纪的时候，我们回头来看神在我们身上的作为。
Especially when you're a little bit aged, you look back into your past.
我盼望神的计划已经是很真实的呈现在我们生命里面。
We hope that we can see God's plan work in our life.
所以神对耶利米的呼召其实也像是对我们的呼召。
So God's calling to Jeremiah is similar to the calling to us too.
也是对教会的呼召。
It is also a calling for the church.
神创造我，神认识我，神分别我。
God formed me, God knows me, God consecrated me, and God anointed me.
这是应该是神在我们教会里面给我们教会的意象。
That should be the vision that God has for us, for the church.
有人说意象是什么？
Some might ask, what is a vision?
有很多种说法。
There's many ways of saying it.
其实意象就是让我们知道我们是谁。
Actually, a vision is for you to know who you are.
使命是什么？
What is commission?
使命就是神要我们在世上所 完成的事情，让他的计划在我们身上能够显现出来。
Commission is what God wants us to do in this world so that His plans would come through.
策略是什么？策略 strategy.、
But、what is strategy?
策略就是我们教会看神在我们这教会里面的使命，我们怎么样用神给我们的智慧能够行出来。
Strategy is what do we do with the wisdom God has given to us?
这是神在整个呼召里面他的三部曲。
In God's calling, those are the three musts that we have to have. Especially a calling for a church.
我们看下一页。
Let's look at the next page.
耶利米怎么回答？他说：“主耶和华说，主耶和华呀，我不知道怎么说，因为我是年幼的。”
Jeremiah responded to God. He says, "Then I said, Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy."
耶利米在这里说我不知道怎么说，表示他觉得自己能力不够。
So when Jeremiah said this, he thinks that he is not good enough.
因为他年纪很轻。
Because he's young.
我听到各种各种的说法，他的年纪。
I hear many different ways of saying you're young.
最年轻的可能是17岁。
The youngest is probably 17.
有人说二十岁。
Some say 20 years old is young.
有人说二十五岁。
Some say 25.
我也听过说三十五岁。
I've heard 35 too.
我想我们不知道。
We actually don't know what the definition is.
但我们知道一件事情。
But what we know one thing is.
他拒绝神的呼召。
He rejected God's calling.
这是他的借口。
That was his reason.
Excuse. 我想这不新奇。
I don't think it's very new.
摩西也说过。
Moses has said similarly.
我是左口笨舌的人。
He says, I have never been eloquent, my words.
不要找我，不要找我。
Don't come find me.
以赛亚说过。
Isaiah said similarly.
当他见到主坐在高高的宝座上的时候，神呼召说，神向他正要呼召的时候。
Right before God was about to call Isaiah.
我死了，我是个死人。
He says, woe to me.
因为我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，住在嘴唇不洁当中。
Says I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips.
我是不完全的。
I am amongst people of unclean lips.
你不能找我，你不能找我。
And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord. Don't come for me.
我不知道呼召神的呼召没临到你。
I'm not sure if God's calling has come upon you.
也许是一个很简单的事情，就是可能帮忙准备食物。
Maybe something really small, preparing food.
也许是比较长时间的事情，要你去关怀，神感动你要去关怀特别一个你的朋友，他正在困难当中。
Or maybe a long-term thing to care for someone who is in need.
或者神要你转换一个职业，让你更加多的时间投入在福音的事工上面。
Or God wants you to change your career so that you have more time to focus on ministry.
不知道你跟我的回应是什么。
I don't know what you and my response to God would be.
我们的理由是什么？
And what our excuses are.
很多时候我们理由是，大部分是觉得我不配。
A lot of times we say, oh, we're not good enough.
或我不够。
Or I'm not good.
我还要多做受训练。
Or I need more training.
我要准备多一点的资源。
I need to prepare more resources.
我要够好。
I have to be better.
我才能够回应呼召。
Only then I can respond to call.
才能够服侍。
Only then I can serve.
如果我们看圣经的话，
If we look at the Bible,
神都不是找能够的人。
God does not call on those who are considered good.
神找的是肯的人。
God looks for those who are willing.
英文讲得更好。
English says it better.
我还是用中文啊。他找的是的人是有 availability 的人。
God looks for those who are available.
找的不是有 ability 的人。
Not those who have ability.
我们是不是有那个空间为主
？Do we have room for God？
让神的呼召来的时候，我们会像以赛亚说：“主，求你用我。”
So that when God calls you, you'll be like Elijah.
我就在这里。
I'm here.
虽然我不足。
Even though I am not good enough.
虽然我不够。
Even though I am not enough.
但求你帮助我，我愿意来服侍你。
However, may you help me, strengthen me, so that I can be ready.
在我的经验里面。
In my experience,
在教会里面,
in church,
小小的教会经验里面,
in a small church,
我发现人很多,
I noticed that there's many who have ability,
特别是能够在美国的华人,
especially Chinese Americans.
特别能够在这个区的华人。
Especially in this community, the Chinese into this community. I used to work for IBM. And I worked for Watson for many years. There are so many who have good abilities and smart people. However, in church, those who are available, there's not many. May God watch over us.
让我们这些还有一点点能力的人能够成为他的器皿。
So that those of us who have really small ability will be used by him.
有些人有一个误解，说成为器皿就是要成为很有能力的、能够做事的人。
Some might have this misconception that those who are being used by God is very powerful.
其实成为器皿是让神能够使用来做事的人。
Actually, you want to be used by God. You are willing. It is actually God working. Not the object that is working.
我们看下一页。耶和华对我说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你去哪，到哪里去，你都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。
But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you.
耶和华对他说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为这是一个借口。
The Lord said to him, do not say that you're only a boy, because that's an excuse.
你不要说。
Don't say that.
我们服侍的时候常常会喜欢用自己的方式来服侍。
When we serve, we often want to use our ways of serving.
我们选择性的服侍。
We selectively serve.
不知道，我太太有时候跟我说，我跟你讲了，你都没听到。
A lot of times my wife said to me, I told you this and you don't hear it.
因为很多时候我选择我要听的。
Because oftentimes I select what I want to hear.
上帝对我们呼召也是一样。
God's calling to us is the same.
我们只听见我们要听的。
We only hear what we want to hear.
其他我们不想听的就过去了。
Whatever we don't want to hear, it just goes behind our ears.
我们喜欢去做一些我们喜欢做的事情。
We often do things that we like to do.
用我喜欢的方式来服侍我喜欢的那些人，在我喜欢的时间里面。
We do things that we do. We serve in the way that we like to serve to the people that we like at the time that we like.
我们已经定好了有一个框框。
We have a set chart, basically.
一个 box.
A little box.
就是那个 box 里面是我的 sweet spot.
And that little box is our sweet spot.
其他不是我的，我不负责其他部分。
And everything else we don't want to worry about.
而且我定好了。
And I already chose it.
你不要找其他的事情给我做，我就做这个。
I only do that little thing. Everything else I'm not going to participate.
这不是上帝对耶利米讲的话。
That is not what God said to Jeremiah.
他说我差遣你到哪里去。
He says, for you shall go to all to whom I send you.
你都要去。
Wherever I send you, you have to go.
我要你说什么话。
Whatever I want you to say.
你都要说。
You should speak.
所以起码两个事情。
At least two things.
第一个是地方。
The first is location.
第二个是人。
Second is the people.
不是耶利米决定的。
Those are not.
是上帝决定的。
Those are not chosen by Jeremiah. It's chosen by God.
呼召这是神，人跟地点是上呼召的内容。
The calling, the people, and the location are the part that are what God has called Jeremiah to do.
当在我们喜欢的范围之外的时候。
When they're outside of our comfort zone.
我们里面就充满恐惧。
We will have fear within us.
我里面就不舒服。
We will feel discomfort.
我就要抗拒他。
And we will want to reject.
所以当上帝要他这么来回应呼召的时候，能够胜过恐惧的方式，唯一的方式就是顺服。
So the only way to overcome our fear is obedience, obey God's word.
耶和华才能说，你不要说我是年幼的。
So therefore, God says, don't say that I'm only a boy.
他是说你不要害怕。
It's basically saying, do not be afraid.
只要顺服。
Just obey.
只要顺服就不会害怕。
As long as you obey, you will not fear.
因为我们倚靠了主，我们顺服了主，是胜过世上所有事情，所有人的主。
Because the Lord that we obey is above everything in the world.
如果上帝是帮助我们的,
because God helps us.
我还怕什么?
When he helps us, who should we fear?
我们看下一页。你不要惧怕他们。第八节，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。这是耶和华说的。
Verse 8 says, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord.
恐惧是一件真实的事情。
Fear is a truthful thing.
是一个我们摸得着，能够有时候看得着的东西。
It's something that we can touch, something that we can even see sometimes.
在联合国的宪章里面是说人有免于恐惧的自由。
So we have the freedom of rejecting fear.
但在现实里面。
However, in reality.
很少人没有经历过恐惧。
There's very limited people who have never experienced fear.
也许这个恐惧是别人看不到的。
Maybe this fear is somebody, it's something that no one can see.
很多时候，也许是我们自己里面生命的状态让我们恐惧。
Or maybe it's something within that makes us fearful.
也许是我们旁边的事情、旁边的人让我们恐惧。
Or maybe it's the surrounding, the environment or people that make you afraid.
特别是这些事情让我们觉得生命里面有一个不确定感。
When you have this uncertainty within you.
我不知道前面的路怎么走。
Where you do not know how you go forward.
因为我努力过很多很多，我付出了很多，但是我的生活没有改善。
Because I have done a lot, however, my life has not changed.
也许我生命里面失去了盼望。
Maybe I've lost hope within me.
我不能找到出路。
I do not where to find the right path.
这个恐惧让我们不能去继续往前走。
This fear stops us from moving forward.
这个恐惧让我们停在原来地方，让我们不敢往前行。
This fear makes us stop at where we are and not willing to take an extra step.
我们在自己的框框里面。来过自己的生活。
We're living in our own little box.
因为我们不敢出去。
Because we're afraid of stepping out.
我们不相信我们有路可以走。
And we don't believe that we have a path of stepping out.
这不单是在个人。
That's not only in our individual lives.
也在教会。
It is also in church.
在教会我们常会恐惧。
In church, we're often afraid.
我们不敢走出一步。
We're afraid of taking an additional step.
我们不敢来接受神给我们呼召。
We're afraid of accepting God's calling for us.
上帝告诉耶利米说。
God said this to Jeremiah.
你不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
当你顺服的时候。
When you obey.
我就与你同在，要拯救你。
I will be with you and I will save you.
神的同在是呼召的一个具体的表现。
God saying him being with you is already a foundation for the calling.
当我们顺服，当我们放弃，当我们回应上帝的呼召的时候，神就要释放我们。
When we obey him, when we are surrendering ourselves, God will relieve you.
神就要将他同在显现在我们当中。
He will show you that he is with you.
我们每天的生活都能够经历他的同在。
In every day our life, we will experience him.
因为我们的生活的方向跟上帝的呼召，他的心意是一致的。
Because our direction of life it will be in tune with God and will be in tune with Him.
We
will have freedom. So those who are called by God individually as well as church have God's purpose. Actually, calling is not doing one specific thing. Calling, it's actually coming back to God in His presence.
我常常觉得教会最重要的是上帝的同在。
What I find most important is to be in God's presence.
无论教会大小。
Doesn't matter if it's a big or small church.
小的教会，上帝同在的教会，就是一个真实的神喜欢的教会。
A small church that is in tune with God in God's presence is pleasing to Him.
一个大的教会如果没有上帝的同在。
If it's a big church, however, God's presence is not there.
也是一个走自己道路，没有神呼召的教会。
And they walk on their own ways, not according to God's calling.
好不好？就让我们像耶利米一样转向神。
Let's turn to God just like Jeremiah did.
当我们顺服到上帝的面前。
When we come obediently towards God.
当我们转向神的时候。
When we turn back to God.
我们每一个人，你跟我，我们每一个人都会有出路。
Every one of you, you and I, will all have a free path.
他曾经救我们，他还要再救我们。
He has saved us in the past. He will continuously save us.
让我们心里面的恐惧能够除去。
May our fears be taken away.
让他的计划能够在每一个人身上，在教会里面能够被完全。
May His plan comes to be in each one of us as well as the church.
不是在依靠有限的人。
Because we're not relying on some limited resource or limited person.
我们靠的是一个无限大的神。
We're relying on a limitless God.
当保罗在困苦当中的时候。
When Paul was in difficulty, he had a thorn in himself, in his body. And there is oppression from outside. And there are 3-4 times that Paul was near death. He was in great sorrow.
In 2
Corinthians, it
says,
God says this to him.
It
says, my grace is sufficient for you.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
For my power is made perfect in weakness.
我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
我
更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses.
好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
So that Christ's power will be with me.
这和本翻译成覆庇其实是就是完全 fulfill 的意思。
Actually, it really means fulfilling.
所以他在保罗说，当我顺服在主的呼召，我走在主的道路的时候，主的恩典就临到我身上，因为我有主的同在。
So Paul says, when I'm walking with God, His grace is sufficient because He's constantly with me. He's fulfilling me.
我是软弱的。
I am weak.
但是主是刚强的。
However, He is strong.
我喜欢夸我自己软弱。
I like to boast about my weaknesses because it shows His power even more.
这种呼召的互动,
this interaction of the calling,
这是一种梦想实现的过程,
the process of dream coming true,
这是一个基督徒行走道路跟世上人不一样的地方,
that is a difference between Christians' walk of faith compared to the world.
我们跟主耶稣基督一直在互动, 一直在谈话的过程。
We're in constant communication, interaction with God.
他生命一直在帮助我继续往前走。
And His life is continuously helping us to move forward.
好，去下一页好吗？于是耶和华伸手按我的口，对我说：“我已将当说的话传给你。”
Then the Lord put out His hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me.Now I have put my words in your mouth. We say we boast on our weakness because God is strong. However, those willing to obey God's mission, obey God's calling, God would strengthen them.
有些在教会里面，做服事的一些弟兄姐妹。
A lot of times, brothers and sisters who serve in church, they like to say this one thing.
他说所有服事的人应该有神第二次的触摸。
Those who serve should have God's second touching.
第一次我们回到上帝的面前。
First is returning back to God.
第二是神的膏抹在我们的身上。
And second is God anointing you.
这里神将伸手按在他的口。
So here, the Lord put out His hand and touched Jeremiah's mouth.
我们可以想象神的同在。不但是在耶利米身上，神要改变耶利米。
We can imagine that God was not only touching Jeremiah and changing him.
神要洁净他的器皿。
God is cleansing His people.
Vessel. 神要让他器皿里面真正完全的干净。
And He wants His vessel to be completely clean inside out.
神让他器皿里没有惧怕。
And that God wants His vessel to have no fear.
神让器皿没有偶像。
And have no idols within.
神让他的器皿能够完全的释放，能够原谅那些得罪他的人。
And God wants the vessel to completely forgive those who have offended
him. 将医治的灵在那个气里面完全的充满。
And God wants to fill them with healing.
所以要让这个器皿以前所受的伤害在主的灵里面能够完全得到医治。
And God wants the vessel to be completely, receive complete healing from the past pain.
所以要让这个器皿里面的不安全感能够因为它的触摸能够完全的改变。
And those uncertainties within will be completely, wiped away with God's healing, God's touching.
这个器皿本来是一个非常忙碌、腾不出空间来服侍的人。
Where the vessel used to be completely booked, no time to serve.
当他的手 touch 到这个器皿的时候。
When God's hand touches them,
他变成一个能够为神所用的人。
They become someone who is able to be used by God.
他有能力胜过他里面的忙碌。
And they have the ability to overcome the busyness within.
他开始改变那个器皿的环境。
And God started to change the environment around.
让他的呼召在他的环境里面能够被实现。
So that the calling for the vessel can be complete.
这是手的触摸，神的触摸。
That's God's touching.
让我们这个器皿被改变，能够配得神所使用。
So that the vessel could be used by God.
这个器皿不一定要是个先知。
This vessel does not have to be a prophet.
它可能是其他的工作，其他的服事。
It could be any career, any type of service.
可能你是一个服侍食物的，我们刚刚讲过。
Maybe you are serving and preparing food.
你是一个关怀的。
Maybe you're caring for someone.
你是一个教导孩子的。
Or maybe you're a Sunday school teacher.
你是到外面传福音的。
Or maybe you're out sharing the gospel.
或是你一个支帐篷的一个人。
Or maybe you're even building a tent.
你是在公司里面做会计的。
Or you're an accountant in a company.
或是你做 IT 的。
Or you're an IT.
这些都是上帝的呼召。
Those are all God's calling.
上帝要用你成为他的器皿。
God wants to use you to be his vessel.
在你服侍的地方。
In wherever you serve.
将他的荣耀能够显明出来。
So that his glory will be brought out.
他将能力要加在你的身上。
He will give you extra strength.
他要先改变你。
He wants to first change you.
将他的膏油抹在你的身上。倾倒在你的身上。
Anoint you with the oil.
这里说神说我已将当说的话传给你。
God says, I have given you the words in your mouth.
这一点好像有一点好像比较间接中文的翻译。
The Chinese translation is a little different.
英文的翻译就是直接讲了。
The English translation is very direct.
他把神把他的话直接放在耶利米的口中。
That is, God put his words into Jeremiah's mouth.
所以耶利米讲的话就是上帝讲的。
The word that Jeremiah speaks is what God speaks.
耶利米成为上帝直接的出口。
Jeremiah become God's, God's mouth speaking his word.
我们盼望我们能够变成耶利米的样子。
We all wish to be like Jeremiah.
我们说的话就是上帝说的话。
So that our words spoken out from us would be directly from God.
我们对人的关心，我们对人的爱，就是上帝直接的爱。
Our care for others would directly be God's care and love.
我们服侍的，我们手上所放我们的劳力。我们帮助人家的这个力量，就是上帝直接的力量。
The strength that we use to care for others will be the strength from God.
我们传福音的道路，那个脚踪就是上帝的脚踪。
The path that we use to spread the gospel will be the path that God takes.
所以呼召并不是一个减损的过程。
Calling is not a bad.
好像我们呼召是要放弃什么，我们要丢掉什么。
Calling is not saying that you have to let go of something.
其实呼召是一个转换的过程。
Calling is actually a process of change.
让我们的生命变得更多，变得更多。
That our life would be more and more, more abundant.
我们本来没有的，他加给我们。
What we did not have in the past, we will have. He will add to us.
我们本来缺少的，他帮我们补上。
What we lack in the past, he will give.
我们本来伤痕的，他让我们医治。
Well, we had pain in the past, however, he will heal us.
呼召是一个让我们生命更丰富的一个过程。
Calling is a process of making our life more abundant.
这个例子。
I have an example.
这位年轻人 William Borden.
William Borden.
我想很多人听过这个年轻人的故事。
Maybe some of you have heard the story of him.
他是在1904年生 他是一个一个有钱人的一个孩子。
He was born in 1904, into a wealthy family.
In Chicago.
In Chicago.
那他高中毕业的时候，他已经是个百万富翁。
After he graduating from high school, he's already a millionaire.
如果你知道二十世纪初的百万富翁相当于现在是多少钱的话，你会觉得很 amazing。他高中毕业而已。
After graduating high school, he was already a millionaire. Back in the day, in comparison to today, it's hard to imagine.
他父母给他一笔钱。
His parents gave him a bunch of money.
所以你去环游世界。
Says, go travel the world.
所以他就去环游世界。
So he went travel the world.
所以他到亚洲、到非洲、到很多地方。
He went to Asia, Africa, many places.
之后他在路上，他写一封信给他父母说。
And in the process, he wrote a letter to the parents.
我看到世界上的人都在受苦。
He says, I see so many suffering, so many people suffering in the world.
他们都不认识耶稣。
They do not know God.
我要当宣教士。
Says, I want to be a missionary.
他写一封信回去。
He wrote the letter back to home.
然后在他的圣经上面写了两个字。
He wrote two words in his Bible.
No reserves.
It says no reserves.
没有保留。
No reserves.
所以当他回来的时候，他上了耶鲁。
So when he returned, he went to Yale.
你可以去看他的传记。
You can look at his biography.
在耶鲁在二十世纪的时候已经是一个世俗化的一个大学。
Yale is already a college of the world.
So William Bowden 在那个学校里面是一个很特别的异类。
He was a very special character in Yale.
他每天早上起来五六点起来祷告。
Every day he wakes up at 5 to pray.
他们都是住宿舍。
They all live in dorm.
所以他的同学说这个家伙很奇怪。
So his housemates say he's weird.
他怎么早上起来就祷告？
They say why does he wake up at 5 and first thing is pray?
William Bowden 是一个让他们很佩服的一个人。
However, they're very envy of him.
不论是他的学业，不论是他的品格，都是让他朋友非常尊敬的一个人。
Doesn't matter if it's schoolwork or his character.
特别是他敬畏神的心，他对主耶稣的爱，吸引他的朋友。
Especially his love for God, it has drawn his classmates towards him.
所以本来的早上的一个人的祷告。
So the lone man prayer at 5 a.m.
变成一百多个人祷告。
Turns into 100 people prayer.
所以他在耶鲁做了很好的见证。
So he has been a testimony in Yale.
当然耶鲁毕业之后，他去在 New Jersey Princeton 神学院念书。
So after graduating Yale, he went to Princeton Theological Seminary.
当他耶鲁毕业的时候，他那时候有机会去到职场里面工作。
So he after graduating from Yale, he went into work field.
但是他决定要奉献，所以他去 Princeton.
However, after working for a few years, he wanted to go into seminary.
在他的同样一本的圣经上面写了另外两个字。
So before he go into seminary, he wrote another two words.
叫 no retreat.
Says no retreat.
就是没有退后。
No retreat.
不退后。
No turning back.
那他的心中的负担是他盼望到中国的维吾人当中，维吾尔族当中传福音。
He want what his what he had is in mind is he want to share the gospel into
在中国的西北
in a west a northwest area of China.
他觉得他必须装备他自己。
He says he want to equip himself.
所以他就先到埃及去，在亚历山大。
So therefore,
去学
he went to Egypt
去学可兰经，去学阿拉伯话。
And he learned Islam and Arabic.
可是他在埃及。的时间，他得了脑膜炎。
However, in his time in Egypt, he contracted meningitis.
在1914年的时候。
And that was 1914.
1913年的时候。
1913.
他得了脑膜炎，过了几个月他就死了。
And after he contracted meningitis, he passed away.
那之后，有人在他的圣经里面看到另外两个字。
So in his a few years later, some people saw it in his Bible. Another two words.
No regrets.
It says no regrets.
没有遗憾。
No regrets.
这应该是他在他得了得病之后，他去世之前写的。
He might have wrote that after he contracted meningitis before he passed.
没有保留，没有后退，没有遗憾。
No reserves, no retreats, no regrets.
是这个年轻人对神呼召的回应。
It is his response to God's calling at a young age.
因为他这样的回应，他让他在短暂的生命里面有很丰富的见证。
because of his response to God, his life, the short time that he had, he was a good testimony.
He actually
has not reached his destination yet. However, God brings out his glory through the short time of his life.
我们看呼召，最重要的是呼召的人。
So we see the subject of the calling.
我们在church里面，我们在教会里面， 神对我们呼召最重要的也是人。
In a church, those who are being called is the most important.
教会要领受上帝的呼召， 不是用什么样特别的program。
God does not use special program to call a church.
或者是特别的活动。
Or special events.
或是有特别的计划,
or special plans.
那些都很重要,
those are important.
重要,
the most important actually is our response to God's calling. That is the foundation, the core of
commission.
And only then we will see God's commission in us.
我们念第十节, 一起来,
let's read verse 10 together. See you today.
用英文中文都可以。
Doesn't matter which language. See you today.
看哪，我今日立在列国列邦之上， 我要施行，拔出，拆毁，毁坏，倾覆，又要建立，栽植。 当神用一个人的时候，
when God uses someone，
特别在这里的时候， 神的话 借着耶利米出来的时候，
especially here when God uses Jeremiah's mouth，
他就能够对这个世界开始有影响。
He will make a change in the world.
你有没有看到这里神说， 我将你， 看哪， 我今日立你在列邦列国之上。
Because he says here, see today I point you over nations and over kingdoms.
不是今天耶利米接受了呼召， 他变成世界的君王， 首席君王。
Not that after the calling, Jeremiah becomes the king.
统一全世界。
And he unites the world.
不是的,
no, it's not that.
这里讲的是当耶利米接受了呼召之后,
it is when Jeremiah receives the calling.
他一生只对一位神负责,
he will focus on one God.
他不需要对其他的领袖、君王、君主来负责,
he doesn't have to pay responsibility to any other king. He is above all kingdom.
他的权柄只有一位, and 就是上帝。
And there's only one that he has to report back to, and it's God.
神借着耶利米来做双重的工作。
God uses Jeremiah to do dual work.
第一个是拆除, 拔出, 拆毁, 毁坏, 倾覆。
First is to pluck up and pull down, destroy and overthrow.
第二个工作是建立跟栽植。
And the second is to build and to plant.
一个比喻是好像一个建筑。
So it's like a building.
你要一个建一个豪华的、一个美丽的建筑，倒不如先把这个破败的建筑拿掉。
Before you build a beautiful building, you have to tear down the one that's bad.
重新再建立一个美丽的、合乎心意的建筑物。
After you tear down, you build up a new, perfect building.
同样的，我们好像种田一样，农作物。
Similar to farming.
如果那些农作物已经受了虫害，已经没有办法生长。
If the crop's already been rotten and eaten by the insects, might as well just pick them up, pluck them up, and plant new ones.
放进新的种子,
put in new seeds so that they can grow from the bottom. So for Jeremiah, he has two things to do. To rebuke those at the time that they have turned away from God. And to tell them how to return back to God.
所以耶利米书18章7到10节说， 他说我说的那一邦若回转归回他们的回到他们的恶，我就改变心意，不将我的祝福，我就改变心意，不将灾祸临到他们。当我论到另外一邦一国要建立栽种，他们若行眼中看为恶的事，不听从我，我就改变心意，不将我所说的福气赐给他们。
So Jeremiah 18:7-10, it says, if at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation I warned repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it with inflict on it the disaster I had planned. And if at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, or if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good.
好，所以这里讲到我们如果接受呼召的话，我们是神手中的器皿，我们要在世界上中有影响力。
So when we are willing to be God's vessels, we will be used by God, and we will make a difference in the world.
到下一页，我们看使命的内容。我们刚刚讲过审判跟恩典。
So earlier we saw that the content of mission is judgment and grace.
耶利米那时候是神的话，他让神的话能够释放在那个时代里面。
So Jeremiah at the time, it was that God used him so that his words would be spoken out to the nation.
对我们现在基督徒的意义是什么？
What does it mean to us Christians today?
我们现在基督徒也是在传扬神的话。
So today, Christians, we're spreading God's word too.
只是神的话不单只是在字句上面。
However, God's word is not only on paper.
神的话已经活生生的在我们当中生存过，生活过。
God's word is actually living and have lived in the past.
约翰福音一章十四节说。
John verse 1:14.
他说道成的肉身在我们当中有恩典有真理。
Word became flesh living with us.
所以耶稣他自己先让他自己的身体被拆毁了。
So first, his body was broken for us.
他让他的身体因着上帝的大能重新再重建起来。
So that through Christ we can be rebuilt.
所以耶利米说了拆毁重建。
So Jeremiah's, what Jeremiah meant here being pulled down and destroyed.
他的拔出跟摘子。
His plucking and destroying.
在主耶稣基督的身上已经被实现。
It has came true through Jesus.
他站在人的地位上面经历这样的事情。
Because Jesus has experienced that when he became flesh.
所以他从死里复活的时候是为着人，为着全人类的生命来复活。
So when Jesus resurrected, he was resurrected for the kingdom, for everyone.
耶稣是一个活生生的，有能力的上帝的话语。
Jesus is a powerful word of God.
英文叫 living word.
In English, it's living word.
他现在就活在我们当中。
He is living amongst us.
现在向我们说话。
And he's speaking to us today.
对我们这个时代继续做审判和恩典的工作。
And continue to do work of judgment and grace.
只要我们回到上帝耶稣的面前，接受耶稣，神的审判就不临到我们，恩典就在我们身上。
As long as we're willing to return back to God, his judgment would not be on us, and his grace will be sufficient.
所以审判在上帝的儿子身上，恩典在我们的身上。
Judgment on the Son of God and grace on us.
所以耶利米说，我以永远的爱来爱你。
So Jeremiah says, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
因此我以慈爱吸引你。
And I have joined you with unfailing kindness.
以色列的民啊，我要再建立你，你就要别建立。
I will build you again, Israelites.
在二十九章里面说，耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是平安的意念。
Jeremiah 29:11 says, For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord.
而不是降灾祸的意念。
Plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
叫你们幕后有指望。
Plans to give you hope.
你们呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求，我就必寻见。
And if you seek me, truly seek for me, you will find me.
耶利米，所以耶利米的呼召并不是只对以色列人。
So Jeremiah's calling was not just for the Israelites.
如果你可以看到耶利米后面几章，他所预言的对象都是列邦列国。
Actually, Jeremiah's opponents were actually to all the kingdom and all nations.
包括灭了犹大国的巴比伦。
Including the Babylonians who have destroyed Judah.
他是一个超越国度。是一个世界性的先知。
He is a prophet above the nations.
所以他的审判的内容是对全世界的。
So therefore, the judgment that he shares is for all nations.
他预言里面恩典的内容也是对全世界的。
Similarly, the grace that he proclaims, it's also for all nations.
所以如果你问一个以色列人，一个犹太人，
So if you ask a Jewish person,
他们怎么看耶利米？
What do they see Jeremiah?
他们非常尊敬他。
They respect him very well.
他的地位2000多年来是一直一直在提高。
Jeremiah's status increases more and more.
因为他很像摩西说，摩西听到主跟他说，我要兴起一位先知向你，那个先知。
Because he is like the prophet that God mentioned to Moses that he would raise up the prophet. 甚至耶稣问他的门徒
说：“你说我是谁？”他的门徒甚至说：“你是不是耶利米？”
Even to a point, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you think I am?" The disciples respond, "Dear Jeremiah."
所以耶利米的话语继续在这，耶利米他所传讲的话语的内容继续在我们的时代里面还继续有效。
So Jeremiah's words spoken at that time continue to stand this day.
因为神用永远的慈爱吸引我们，我们在他儿子当中的身上，我们看见了，眼摸着了。
Because God used the everlasting love to draw us near Him through His Son, so that we can come back to Him.
我们希望我们的朋友、我们的社区、我们的父母、我们的儿女、我们的配偶。
We wish everyone around us, friends, family, all know this type of love.
这是神儿女一个最基本的呼召。
And that is the most foundational calling from God.
我们在下面两页好不好？我们快结束了。这里下一页。这里，呼召在在十七节说，那神对耶利米说，所以你当束腰。起来，将我所吩咐的一切话告诉他们，不要因他们惊惶，免得我使你们在他们面前惊惶。看哪，我今日使你成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙和全地，和犹太的君王、首领、祭司，并地上的众民反对。他们要攻击你，却不能胜你，因为这我与你同在，要拯救你。这是耶和华说的。
Jeremiah 1:17。It says, Have you not brought this on yourselves by forsaking the Lord your God when he led you in the way? Now, why go to Egypt to drink water from the Shihor? And why go to Assyria to drink water from the river? Your wickedness will punish you. Your backsliding will rebuke you. Consider then and realize how evil and bitter it is for you when you forsake the Lord your God and have no awe of me, declares the Lord.
所以这束腰的原来的意思是把是准备好是有意志力准备好的意思。
So here is get ready. It means to put yourself together.
当我们神的呼召的时候，我们要随时的准备好。
When we hear God's calling, we have to be ready at always.
我专注在神的呼召上面。
We focus on God's calling.
不要被分心了。
And not to be distracted.
我放一个之后，本来我要讲这个。这个故事在《阿波罗13》里面一个，但当那个阿波罗那个要回到他的太空船要回到地球的时候，如果你有看电影的时候，你就知道他们的电脑坏掉，啊，所以那个 Tom Cruise 原来那个人叫 Lovell， 他就必须要知道怎么样去让他的太空船能够回到地球的，不要，因为他们只要差之毫厘，失之千里，他们就回不来了。所以他怎么做了？他发现他唯一的方式就是用人工的方式。他把一个小小的窗户，如果你看电影的话，一个很小的窗户，他就要让地球在那个窗户里面，然后在一个很摇动、震动的光、很难控制的这个情形之下，让这个地球一直在这个小小的一个 window 里面，才能够让他的太空船回来。他非常的专注，他是准备好的，他是三个人一起将这个太空船回到地球的轨道。
So the story of Apollo.
我不知道你讲听不懂我讲话。
So summarizing it, they had a difficulty of returning to Earth because the computer system was shut down. So they had to manually return and manually through a small window, focusing on where the Earth is. The point is, you have to be focused.
我很喜欢这个电影去看，1995年的。
I really enjoy this
movie.
It's a great movie.
我们要准备好。
We have to prepare ourselves.
当碰到任何困难、碰到任何灾难的时候。
When we face challenge and problems,
我们不会退后。
We would not step away from it.
也许我们的生命就在那一瞬间。
Because our life might just be at that point.
神的荣耀就在那一瞬间，是不是能够被彰显出来
？And God's glory will be revealed in that moment.
下一页。 当我们这么做的时候，主的应许就自然 来到。
When we do such, God's promise will be fulfilled.
这是我们刚才都已经讲了。
We had read this earlier.
他让我们成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙。
We read this earlier. We become fortified city, an iron pillar and bronze wall.
他的同在一直与我们在一起。
And he will always be with us.
不离开我们。
He will never leave us.
而且他要拯救我们。
And he will save us.
一直拯救我们到底。
And he will save us forever.
我们祷告。
Let's pray together.
所以我们谢谢你，我们将我们刚所想到的、思想的都交在你面前。
Lord, we thank you. We lift up all the things that we have thought about.
求你让我们能够听到你的呼召。
May you help us hear your calling.
让我们与你的关系亲密到一个地步，我们就知道你的心在想什么。
So that our relationship with you be so close that we understand what you want.
当你真实的呼召临到我们的时候，我们能够回应。
When your true calling comes upon us, we will respond yes.
我们将你自己的话藏在我们心里面。
We root your words in our hearts.
让你的话也能够来帮助更多的人。
So that your words will help many more.
在呼召的过程里面，让你的话能够造就教会，造就许许多多的人。
So in the process of calling, your words will edify the people, the church.
让人能够认识主耶稣基督，回到你面前。
So that people would come to know you and return back to you.
也让每一个弟兄姐妹，每一位弟兄姐妹都能够顺服在你的呼召面前。
And may you help every brother and sister to obey your calling.
让我们能够真是一起成为坚城、铜墙、铁柱。
So that we can be bronze, iron pillars.
没有任何的伤害能够临到弟兄姐妹，临到教会。
So that nothing harmful would come upon brothers and sisters in church.
相反的，让教会让每一个弟兄姐妹能够成为一个能够见证有力的一个仆人。
And we can be a testimony for you.
像耶利米一样。
Just like Jeremiah.
在这个时代。
In this society.
在这个社区里面。
In this community.
做你的见证。
Be your testimony.
让我们教会里面满了你的同在。
In our church, we have your presence.
We
have your salvation.
感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.